我非常感谢神，我们一起能够来庆祝这八位弟兄姐妹他们今天的洗礼。
Once again, we're thankful to the Lord that we can celebrate the baptism of these eight brothers and sisters.
表明他们他们老我的生命与耶稣基督一起同死，他们的新的生命与耶稣基督一同复活。
Their old self with Christ has died and been buried, and the new self in Christ has now come about through the resurrection.
我们也非常感谢神我们。把我们的教会放在这几个校园的当中。
We're so thankful to the Lord that He put this church right here in the midst of these campuses.
使得我们可以接触到从不同地区来的人，有不同种族的人。
So that we can welcome people who are from different places, different backgrounds.
神让我们看见在中文堂跟国际堂所组成的这个教会 PCCO。
Lord, let us see how He has made this church up of the Chinese congregation and OIF, International Congregation.
我们教会存在的目的，也就是这个教会的使命，是爱神、爱彼此、爱万民。
And our vision here at the church is that we would love God, love one another, and love all peoples.
我们也非常感谢神，神不断地在我们的当中行这个改变人生命的这样的工作。
We're so thankful that the Lord continues to work in our midst in the lives of people.
每年把许多信主得救的人数加添给我们。
We're so thankful that every year He adds to our number those who are being saved.
然后我们也知道我们教会的特色，每年呢有许多人，他们因为毕业或者因为工作的关系，他们都会离开匹兹堡到其他的城市，甚至到其他的国家。
One of the characteristics of our church is not only do they come here, but they're also quickly sent away back to their home countries or different cities or different places in order to work after they graduate.
所以神也让我们看见我们想要成为这个愿景，也就是教会的意向。
So we want to see what the vision is of what we want to become, and this is the vision of our church.
所以我们要看到在 PCCO 的这些我们的弟兄姐妹能够在基督里，我们能够成长更深切的信心，成为更健壮在成为基督的一个更健壮的群体，成为能够为主去成为更广大的影响，然后从我们的校园，从到我们的家园，一直到万国。
And so our vision here is that we want to see brothers and sisters of PCCO to grow deeper in their faith in the Lord Jesus, to have stronger community together, and then to make a greater impact for Christ in the campus areas here and to the nations.
所以从这一次和接下来的这些中文堂和国际堂的联合的敬拜，牧师们会轮流来带领大家，我们一起来看教会的使命跟意向。
And so from now on, what we'll be doing is the pastors will be taking turns emphasizing one of these aspects as they preach.
今天早上我们就是要从路加福音第五章一到十一节Pastor Mike 已经带领我们，我们要来明白在基督里成长更深切的信心。
And so today what we're going to be talking about is a deeper faith in Christ in regard to the passage today, which is in Luke chapter 5 verses 1 through 11.
所以我们待会我们一起先用中文，然后再一起用英文来念这一段的经文。
So we're going to first use Chinese to read this, and then afterwards I'll lead us in reading the English portion.
一起来。耶稣在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他听见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈在鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人。”他们要把两拢了汉，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
And so the English from verse 1, if you would want to read with me. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Let's pray.
这样父神我们来到你面前我们来敬拜你。
Our Father, we come to you and we worship you.
谢谢你，因为耶稣基督他是神的羔羊，他所成就的一切的事情，使得我们这些不配的人能够来敬拜你。
So thankful for your Son, who's the Lamb who came to us who were not worthy in order to save us.
你已经透过耶稣基督已经把一切最好的已经赐给了我们。
And through Jesus Christ, you have given us the best.
我们今天来并不是要再从你那里得着什么。
And we don't come today in order to get something from you.
因为耶稣基督所给我们的是完全的。
Yeah, because Jesus has already given us everything in completion.
我们今天来到你面前，我们是要来献祭。
And we come to you in order to offer ourselves as sacrifices.
不仅是用我们的金钱，更重要是用我们自己，把自己如同馨香的活祭来献给你。
Lord, we come to you not just to bring our money, but to bring our whole self.
因为你是那配得的。
Because you are the one who is worthy.
愿我们今天的敬拜，我们的献祭能够蒙你的悦纳。
Lord, I pray that our worship today would be pleasing to you.
也愿你在我们的当中彰显你的同在。
Lord, that you would be in our midst today, working powerfully.
愿我们的心思意念都在你的身上。
And Lord, that all of us, our hearts and minds and our thoughts would be upon you.
我们的生命的改变成为你的荣耀。
Lord, that our a change in our lives would be for your glory.
这样祈求祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
All this is praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在我们刚才所念的这些经文里面，我们看见耶稣他来呼召彼得作为他的门徒。
And in this passage that we just read, we saw how Jesus called Peter to become his disciple.
彼得他是一个希腊的名字。
Peter is a Greek name.
这个名字在亚兰文在希伯来文里面就叫西门。
And translated into languages like Aramaic and Hebrew, it's Simon.
彼得在前一天晚上，他在格尼撒勒湖里面，也就是加利利湖里面，他已经整晚都在捕鱼。
And so Peter, just before this, had been fishing all night, the night before, in the lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee.
但是他都没有捕获。
But he did not catch any fish.
所以呢，耶稣对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
再说一遍，对不起。OK，谢谢。耶稣就对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，然后在那里下网打鱼。” And so Jesus says in verse 4, "Put out your into the deep, so let down your nets for a catch."
西门回答说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets."
西门对耶稣的认识，一开始的时候，他只是称呼他是一个夫子，只是一个尊称。
Peter, when he first got to know Jesus, he referred to him as master.
但后来他照着耶稣的指示，他把船开到水深之处，他下网打鱼，结果却是捕获了许多的鱼，而且还装满了两艘两条船。
And so afterwards what happened is he obeyed Jesus and ended up catching two boats worth of fish, which is a huge amount.
西门彼得看见了，他不光是看见这个神迹，更看见他自己里面对耶稣的不信靠，所以他对 他就俯伏在耶稣的面前说：“主啊，离开我，因为我是罪人。”
And because of all of what he saw through this, he noticed what the Lord had done and powerfully worked. But through this, he also saw himself, and then he came to Jesus' knees, seeing himself.
耶稣就对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
And Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men."
而且还告诉啊，所以呢，彼得呢，他就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
And so Peter decided at that point to cast aside everything to follow Jesus.
从这个故事的里面，我们看见彼得他对耶稣的认识是渐进的，慢慢。
And so what happens with this story is we can see that Peter's faith and his knowledge of Jesus is a gradual progression in understanding who he is.
他先对耶稣的认识是一个夫子，然后进展到啊，他对耶稣的认识是他的主。
And so at first it's master, and then it becomes more of an understanding of the Lord.
他发现自己是罪人，然后直接，然后慢慢的啊，到达就是他愿意完全的信靠耶稣，啊，完全的跟从主。
And so he realized himself as a sinner, and gradually he became more and more willing to follow Jesus as Lord in his life.
原来是要得鱼的一个渔夫，结果是成为得人的。
And so originally it was going out to fish, and now it's becoming a man who is being used by the Lord to fish of men.
同样的，我们每一个人，我们对主的认识也是渐进的。
Now the same for us too, like Peter, where our knowledge and our walk with the Lord is gradual.
我们从错误的认识，一直到慢慢的有能够正确的认识。
And so originally there is a sort of a misunderstanding of who he is, and then we begin to become more aware of who he is.
从原来是一个幼稚的信心，一直到我们愿意啊，进展为更深切的信心。
And so at first, even after we become Christians, there is an immature, childish understanding of who he is, and then it becomes a deeper faith and understanding.
所以从今天的这段经文里面，我们要知道，第一个要了解的是，我们靠近耶稣基督会揭露我们啊真实的自我。
And so what then we'll see from this passage today is as we encounter Jesus, we'll be able to be exposed to who we truly are ourselves.
耶稣对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
And so Jesus comes and says, "I want you to go out into the middle of the lake, the sea, and fish."
对彼得来说，他听见耶稣的这句话，带给他有什么样的挑战？
So in order for Peter to hear this, it was quite a challenge for him as a fisherman.
对彼得来说，他是有什么样的一个经历？
And so what do we see the type of experience that Peter would have here through this?
根据当地的这些文献，还有解经家的解释。
Now, according to literature and many of the commentaries who study and make note of this historical setting,
在加利利湖的这些鱼群呢，跟其他的鱼群是不一样的，它们的习性啊是不一样的。
So the habits of the fish in this Sea of Galilee are quite different than some of the other places that we might compare them to.
所以在加利利湖里面捕鱼的这些渔夫呢，他们从他们的经验里面，他们非常清楚知道两件事情。
And these fishermen in these days, of course, would have known that. They were used to fishing in this area, and so they were very much aware of that.
第一个呢，就是捕鱼呢，一定是要在晚上，而不是在白天。
One of the first things they realized that they knew, of course, is that you had to fish during the evening instead of the morning.
因为呢，在晚上捕鱼的时候呢，这些在水面下的这些鱼呢，他们看不见湖面上的这些情况。
And so one of the biggest reasons, of course, is because the fish, during that time of day at night, couldn't see the fishermen. In the boats.
所以渔夫们他们在晚上捕鱼的时候呢，他们会用灯光来吸引这些鱼。
And so during the night, they would use the focus light in order to draw the fish in to their area.
这些鱼呢，就因为这些光呢，他们会被吸引，所以呢，当他们下网捕鱼的时候呢，就可以捕获了很多的鱼。
And so because they were able to attract many of these fish through a focus light, they were able to catch many of the fish with a net.
在白天呢，反而是相反。
Just the opposite during the daytime.
白天的时候，因为太阳光的强线光线非常强，所以呢，这些鱼呢，在水面下的时候，可以看见在水面上的情况，不论是船的身影，或是人的渔夫的身影。
And so in the daytime, what happened is because the sun was shining so brightly, what happened was the fish could see the people or the boats that were there.
所以呢，在白天的时候反而捕不到鱼。
And so they just decided not to fish during the daytime.
这是在加利利湖啊捕鱼的这些渔夫的经验。
And so these are the fishermen of the lake of Sea of Galilee. They were very familiar with this, so this was their tendency to not fish during the day.
第二个他们的经验呢，是在加利利湖的这些鱼群呢，他们吃啊对什么样的东西他们喜欢吃。
So they also knew the fishermen also knew that what these fish like to eat.
因为加利湖呢，它的整个湖岸呢是由浅到深。
And so the tendency for the characteristic of the lake was that it went from shallow, of course, to deeper as you went out into the middle.
所以在湖边呢，许多的水草，那也会有许多的微生物。小鱼呢，喜欢吃这些水草跟微生物。
And so on the side of the lake here, there would be different types of seaweed and plant life. It would have type of smaller creatures and shrimp and things like that that would swim about.
所以这些鱼群很喜欢聚集在这个这个。
So the fish, of course, would like to hang around this part of the lake where there were a lot of things to be eaten by them.
所以同样对加利湖的这些渔夫，他们从经验里面非常清楚知道，他们打鱼一定要在潜水的地方。
And so they knew, the fishermen knew where exactly they needed to fish, near the fish were.
彼得知道耶稣是木匠的儿子，他不是渔夫。
Peter himself knew that Jesus was the son of a carpenter, and hence a carpenter himself by trade.
彼得知道自己才是一个专业的渔夫，他在渔夫的家庭里面长大，他有多年的打鱼的经验。
And Peter himself came from a family that was fishermen, and so they had many years of fishing experience.
今天耶稣却是告诉他到水深之处去打鱼，这是一个不合理。
And so for Jesus to tell Peter to go to the middle of the lake was something that was quite unreasonable.
不光是如此，还告诉他是在白天的时候下网捕鱼。
And also to do it during the day is even more unreasonable.
在这个不合适的地方，在这个不合理的时候，耶稣呢却是要来彰显他大而可畏，他让他看见神是超越他们所拥有的经验跟知识，神。耶稣自己他是掌管这个大自然，他有绝对的主权。
So Jesus was through this by going to a different time of the day and a place in order to tell the fishermen to go out and do this was ultimately to manifest Jesus' glory as the one who had a great awesome power and sovereignty to that even went beyond the fishermen's ability and experience.
换句话说，耶稣是表明他就是神。
You know, also, to use another way of saying, you could say Jesus used this to prove that he's the Lord.
也在彼得跟耶稣的互动当中，彼得看见他自己，他完全是依靠他自己，而不是来信靠耶稣基督。
And so through this experience, Peter was faced to face himself in reality of who he was as he encountered Jesus.
也让我们从彼得跟耶稣的互动当中，我们来看见一般人我们来到神的面前的反应。
And so through Peter's experience, we can also see our experience as we're faced to encounter Jesus and ourselves through that process.
其实在整本圣经里面一贯的教导让我们看见当我们靠近神的时候会揭露我们真实的自己。
And so according to scripture, not just this passage, as we encounter Jesus, we ourselves will be exposed, our true self and nature.
在第八节彼得说主啊离开我。我是个罪人。
In verse 8, Jesus, Simon says, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
正因为靠近神，揭露了我们真实的生命，会带来我们痛苦的挣扎的经历。
And so as we are encountering Jesus, we're also being exposed to ourself, which also brings pain and a struggle as we have this experience.
但是呢，这样的一个教导呢，却是跟我们一般的认识呢，却是背道而驰。
But this is, according to the teaching, this is usually, would seem to be running in the opposite direction of what we would think. It's counterintuitive.
我相信很多人我们接到的一些卡片，特别是基督徒的这些经文的卡片，或者是我们在微信等等这些多媒体里面的传流的这些经文的图片，如果上面看到说要亲近神，如果要靠近神，通常呢，这些的图片呢是非常柔和的，让人感到温馨的。
So as you guys can see this picture up here, what happens is a lot of times we think of the social media and things on WeChat that there's someone sitting by a lake that is encountering God means that you're it's so gentle and soft and mild.
好像你是在一个青草地，在湖边啊，在那里祷告。
Yeah, just as I said, we have this notion that being closer to God means that we're just in a quiet place.
平静的湖水，还有这蔚蓝的天空，让我们感觉非常的温馨，感觉好像在神的大自然爱的环抱当中。
Yeah, it's as if we're just sitting, looking up at the blue sky, enjoying God's presence in the calmness of the being beside the lake.
为什么他们会有这样的设计？
So why will people design things in this way?
因为呢，他们觉得靠近神呢，是让人感觉到十分的温馨， 感觉是在神的爱的怀抱当中。
Yeah, because people think that in order to be in God's presence, it necessarily means that you have this sense of warm, calmness about you.
我们是不是对神也有这样的观念？
Do we have this concept of God ourselves?
只要我当我在躺藏在温暖的环境里面，一个温馨的环境里面，我就觉得我跟神是十分的亲近。
Yeah, so it's as if we're in this setting, calm setting with God. We feel like we're even closer to God.
当我感觉到与自己与神更亲近的时候，我不需要来到教会，我不需要读经，我不需要祷告。
Yeah, but sometimes it is as we're in this type of situation, then we think, well, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to just read and pray on my own.
只要我感觉与神很亲近的时候就可以。
And just by yourself, type of enjoying God.
当我跟别人在一起的时候，我能够去帮助别人的时候，让别人也看到爱的时候，我就觉得我与神很亲近。
Yeah, do you have this idea that if when you're near God, that you also have this sense of that you're helping other people and serving them, that you're near God as well?
所以我们感觉到我们与神亲近呢是没有冲突的，是没有挣扎的。
And so we need to realize that there's no conflict here. And sometimes whenever we're exposed to God's presence, there is a struggle that comes about.
但这并不是真正的来靠近神。
But this isn't necessarily truly coming close to God.
我们来看看圣经里面告诉我们靠近神的经历是怎么样子。
And so we need to think about what does it mean from Scripture to actually draw close to God.
我从约伯记里面有看见约伯他曾经说过，我至死不以自己为不正的，我持定我的意必不放松。在世的日子，我心并不责备我。
In Job here, we have an understanding of what it means to get closer to God. In 27:5-6, it says, "Till I die, I will not put away from my integrity from me. I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go."
约伯觉得他自己一切都很好，他不需要。
Say again.
约伯觉得他自己都很好，他不需要。
Yeah, so Job, had this understanding. Yeah, everything's okay. I'm okay.
但是当他真正经历神的时候，在约伯记42:5-6说到，约伯说，我从前分文有你，现在看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰当中懊悔。
But then Job actually came to a point where he had to experience God in a different way. In 42:5-6, it records that I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
他有这样子的经历是因为他真正的面对了，经历了，看见了神。
He has that experience because he truly encountered God in a special way.
在以赛亚记里，我们也看到先知以赛亚，当在以赛亚看见在圣殿当中神住在这个宝座上，然后有撒拉伯天使他们在大声敬拜的说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光是充满全地。”
And the similar thing happens with Isaiah when he was in the Lord's presence in the temple, when he saw a vision of the Lord and the seraphim praising God. And in Isaiah 6:3, it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts; the whole earth is full of his glory."
当天使们正在大声敬拜的时候，以赛亚自己却说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民当中，又更因为我看见大军万军之耶和华。”
And as these angels were worshiping, he came to an awareness of his own self and his own sin. He says, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
彼得也是这样子，他在他眼睛看见了耶稣基督在水深之处所行的事情，认识了耶稣自己，认识了耶稣是主，也认识了更认识自己是罪人。
And so Peter, for the same situation, in the middle of the sea, he noticed how Jesus had done this miraculous thing, and he came to see Christ as Lord and also himself as a sinner.
因为有这样认识，所以他甚至觉得自己不配跟耶稣在一起，所以他就请求耶稣离开。
And he didn't think that he was worthy to be in Jesus' presence, and so he asked Jesus to go away from his presence.
那这就好像是在一个房间在一个昏暗当中，我们看的觉得一切都是显得干净无尘的。
It's just like in a dimly lit room where you see how everything looks like it's pretty clean and there's no dust in here.
但是当太阳升起，光线透过窗户能够照进这个房间的时候，我们就看见光束里面把许多悬浮的这些灰尘呢能够暴露出来。
But the thing is whenever that the sunlight shines in, you can see the dust that goes in the air and how it floats around. You can see how dirty it is.
耶稣说, 我是世界的真光。
And Jesus says he is the light of the world.
当我们看见主耶稣基督的时候, 我们会感到冲突, 我们内心里面会有许多的挣扎。
And when we actually see Jesus, we'll see the struggles and conflicts that abide there within ourselves.
因为我们看见我们自己, 自我为中心的这样的一个生命。
And we see how our own self-centeredness manifests itself in so many ways in his presence.
我们在我们内心里面深处的这些的污秽, 诡诈,
and Jesus will show forth all of the sinfulness and dirtiness in our lives when he shines his light in.
我们会看到我们自己的真实的面目。
And we'll see who we truly are in our face and who we truly are as a person.
我们会挣扎。
We'll have struggles.
我们越靠近耶稣基督, 我们就越看见我们自己真实的貌样。
The more that we see Jesus, the more that we see ourselves.
在靠近耶稣基督的时候的经历是挣扎的是痛苦。
And so even though we're encountering Jesus and seeing these struggles and these conflicts,
因为真相是残忍的，放弃呢，我们要放弃我们自己习惯信靠的这些经验法则，我们自己所喜欢的东西会有不舍的痛苦。
And so as we encounter this, we're going to have all different kinds of reactions to it, that we have struggles as we encounter Jesus.
我们最好的回应呢，就是不再否认，不再自我防卫。
And so the best reaction that we can have here is don't live in denial, don't get defensive about yourself.
我们不要去拒绝面对我们自己的问题。
And don't avoid your problems, instead deal with them.
但是如果我们只是停留在靠近主。
But if we only stay here at drawing close to the Lord,
我们就以为福音呢，就是从前我们是远离。 耶稣的，所以呢，我们现在要来靠近基督。
And so we need to continue to draw closer to Jesus instead of pushing away from him.
从前是不够虔诚的，所以我现在要更加的虔诚。
And so you might become more and more pious.
我们就很积极的去参加小组教会的聚会。
You might become more actively involved in going to services and small group.
我们积极的想要在教会当中参与许多的侍奉。
You know, or serving in church in many different ways.
觉得我们做了为主做了很多的事情。
And doing a whole lot of things for the Lord.
因为我们想用做这些事情来得到被肯定。
Yeah, so we want to do a whole bunch of these things in order to get affirmation and acceptance from the Lord.
但是我们越做这些事情越做的越多，我们却没有被喜乐所充满。
But we realize that the more we do these types of things, we don't have that sense of acceptance or joy in it.
反而我们感觉糟透了。Instead,
we feel terrible about ourselves.
如同保罗，使徒保罗所说的，立志为善由得我，只是行不出来，由不得我。It's
just like Paul says in Romans 7:18, For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
我真是苦啊。I'm
just so terrible.
我们觉得做基督的也真是苦啊。
And just following Jesus is so difficult and challenging.
特别是我们又做了不讨神所喜悦的事情。
Especially in trying to do the things that please the Lord.
我们觉得自己是一败涂地, 这样的挫折感跟罪恶感, 甚至让我们, 不愿意去祷告, 不愿意来敬拜神。
And we just have a feeling of defeat and of frustration and feeling like that you can't do anything right. You're just a failure. And so eventually you give up.
因为呢，这些都是我们只是停留在靠近主而已。
And so that's because we're just through those things, just trying to draw close to the Lord.
当彼得他靠近了主，他认识耶稣是主，他认识自己是罪人。那是什么样让他改变？
And so what happened that made Peter, as he encountered Jesus and encountered himself through that, to actually have good change come about through it?
接下来我们要从这段经文里面，我们要明白的是。 我们要来, 在基督里来更新我们自我的价值和使命。
And so through this, as we encounter Jesus, we need to have a renewal of our self-value and understanding of who we are.
我们是在基督耶稣里面让基督来更新改变我们。
And so in Christ, we need to allow Christ to renew us and change us.
彼得对耶稣说，主啊, 离开我, 我是个罪人。
And Peter said to Jesus, please leave me, I'm a sinner.
耶稣让彼得感到自己很糟糕的同时，但是主也给他一个前所未有的一个肯定。
But through this process, Peter felt horrible, but the Lord also through this gave him an unprecedented affirmation.
耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
第十节，耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
And from verse 10, we see Jesus saying to Simon, do not be afraid, from now on you will be catching men.
耶稣邀请彼得来跟从他。
And Jesus invited Peter to follow him.
耶稣不仅要彼得来跟随学习他，还要彼得跟他一起来生活。
He should not only ask him to follow him, but he also asked him to come and be with him, to live with him.
当耶稣基督的救恩进入到你我的生命，我们就会看到我们自己比原来的更糟糕，但同时也看见我们原来的自己比我们自己所盼望的更蒙神的爱，更蒙神的宝贝跟肯定。
So as we encounter Jesus, what happens is we realize that we're more sinful than we really ever knew. And yet at the same time, as we encounter Christ, we realize the hope that we have and how we're loved and cherished and affirmed by him in Christ, even like we maybe never knew before.
救恩进入到一个人生命的一个标记，就是我们有一个更高的自我的价值。
And so one of the signs that God's saving grace is at work in someone is that they have a different type of value system.
这个自我的价值不是我们自己，也不是从他人，而是从神来的。
And so this value system is not from ourselves or from other people, but it comes from the Lord himself.
我们同时也是实时的看到我们自己在灵里面是贫穷的。
And so we see from ourselves, from a spiritual state, we're in spiritual poverty.
如果我们看见我们自己比我们所想的、所知道的更加的邪恶。
If we see ourselves compared to our sinfulness,
但是又感到自己比原来所盼望的更蒙神的爱和肯定。
And so we realize not just that we have a sinfulness, but there also is a greater sense of hope and love that we've accepted from the Lord as we encounter our sinfulness.
我们也知道，我们能够之所以能够与神建立关系，完全是因着耶稣基督，这是出于神的爱跟恩典。
And so it's through God's love and grace that he allows us to continue to move on in our relationship to grow in Christ's likeness.
所以我们就不会感到优越，也不会感到自卑。
And so we'll neither feel superior nor will we feel inferior as we have this right relationship with Jesus.
因为我们的自我的价值跟神的肯定，实时的看见我们自己的罪，也实时看见神给我们的爱。
And so through all this, we'll see our sin, but we'll see that we're loved. And so we will be affirmed by God and we'll feel this because we are in Christ and we'll know his love.
当我们来靠近基督的时候，会推出我们，帮助我们，引导我们能够来进入到耶稣基督的里面。
And so as we experience this love, it will push us closer and closer into Christ.
不仅有更高，而且有从神来的自我价值，而且还会有一个新的从神来的使命。
And not only we have a greater sense of value and value system, but we'll also have a mission that we're supposed to carry out for and with Christ.
在十一节，彼得他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
In verse 11, it says, and when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
彼得在这个岸边，他留下了什么？
Peter, when he was on the bank, what did he do here?
大家记得吗？他留下什么？船。
So what did he leave behind? His boat.
他的渔网。
His net.
我想不仅是撇下这些，他更撇下的那两条船丰富的这些渔获。
He also left behind these boats filled with all of these fish.
我们可以肯定的，这是彼得前所未有获得的这渔获量。
And so Peter ended up leaving behind this abundant fishing way of making money and things like that.
因为第七节很清楚告诉我们，他们把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船都要沉下去了。
In verse 7, it says, when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking.
因为渔获量太大了，船几乎都没有办法承载。
And so there were so much fish, so many fish in the boats that they were about to sink.
这可以说是彼得他在事业上的一个巅峰。
And so this is probably the peak of Peter's life as a fisherman.
彼得他一生都没有看见这么丰富的渔获量。
He had never seen so many fish caught in his boats.
这个会带给他更多的财富。
So this would have given him more wealth.
但这一切他都撇下，放在岸边。
But he took all of this and cast them aside and left them.
就在那一天，耶稣对彼得说：“我要你因为我的缘故而撇下这一切来跟从我。”
It's just like Jesus in the night when he came and says, because of me, I want you to leave everything and follow me.
彼得就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
And so what he did is he put aside everything and followed Jesus.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean for us?
这是我们基督徒，当我们遇见耶稣基督的时候，我们就要放弃我们自己的职业，然后我们要成为宣教士，成为传道人，来全时间的侍奉。
So what does this mean as we encounter Jesus that we have to give up our career and become a missionary or a pastor or a minister?
这不是圣经的意思，这是违反圣经的教导。
Yeah, this is not necessarily what Scripture is teaching here. It's going against what Scripture teaches us.
那撇下所有的来跟从耶稣到底是什么意思？
So what does it mean that we cast aside everything and follow Jesus?
当我们进入到耶稣基督的里面，耶稣基督他也进入到我们的生命当中，他不但会来改变我们的生命，他也会改变我们生命的每一个部分。
And so whenever we are in Christ and He is at work in us, that He is at work in every dimension, every aspect of our lives.
这里包括我们的工作。
This also includes our work.
这表示我们愿意把我们生命的主权能够交给耶稣基督。
And so it means that we're willing to give up our sovereignty of our own things like our jobs and give it to Christ.
这表明我们愿意在我们生活当中的每一个层面，我们都让耶稣基督来做决定，他来掌权做王。
So that means that we give everything, every aspect of our lives to the Lord and let Him rule sovereignly over it.
我们愿意来照主的心意而行。
And so we're willing to allow Him to lead in this regard.
当耶稣基督是我们生命的主的时候，他会带给我们无比的自由跟释放。
And whenever we do this, He'll give us an incomparable freedom.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么彼得可以愿意放下自己的工作来跟随耶稣呢？
Why is Peter willing to put aside his job, his livelihood, and follow Jesus without question?
过去我们从我们自己的工作当中看到我们的自我价值。
So we look at ourselves and how we obtain our self-worth and value from our jobs.
这没有什么不对的。
There's nothing wrong with enjoying and working.
但如果工作成为我们生命当中最重要的部分，
But sometimes our work can become the most important things to us in our lives. If our jobs become that indispensable thing in our lives, if we take our job and our accomplishments and our career and all the things that we do in order to get our self-worth and self-value,
那我们的工作就会成为我们的自我肯定。
And so then that will become the very thing, our job will become the very thing that gives us affirmation in life.
反而我们会成为工作的奴隶。
And then actually through that we'll become slaves.
我们没有办法放下我们的工作，我们永远没有办法放下来。
And there's no way at that point for many people to take their jobs and put it away for it not to become lord over them.
所以甚至我们下了班，我们晚上甚至在床上的时候，我们还是没有办法放下这个工作，我们仍然心思意念所想的都是这些工作的事情。
And so it's like everything that we think about all day long, all the time is about our work and about our jobs.
到了周末我们也没有办法放下工作。
Even when we're dreaming about our jobs.
我们没有办法放下工作，好好的来经营我们的夫妻的关系，我们的家庭。
And so even through our working, we're so caught up in it that we're not able to lead and manage and guide our families.
我们没有办法放下我们的工作，能够好好的来敬拜神，思想神。
And so we're not even able to put aside our jobs to think about God and to worship Him from our minds and our hearts and lives.
我们没有办法放下我们的工作来看看生命的其他的方面。
And we're not even able to see the other aspects of our lives because our jobs have blinded us.
所以当我们在工作当中碰到困难的时候，我们不顺遂的时候，我们就觉得自己是一无是处。
And so, whenever we encounter difficult things in our lives and in our jobs, then we realize, oh man, I'm nothing. I'm nothing.
所以我们这反而让我们真实看见我们反而成为工作的奴隶。
And so really through that, we see that we become slaves of our jobs.
我们如何可以得着力量，不被这工作所捆绑和辖制呢？
So how do we gain strength and not be driven by and controlled by our jobs?
所以我们就像彼得一样，当我们知道我们原来在捕鱼的工作之外，还有一个更重要的工作。
And so like Peter saw that there was a different type of job, how do we ourselves see that there's a different type of job that we can focus on?
在丰富的余货量，在丰富的余货以外，还有一个真正的一个财富。
There's also a wealth that comes that doesn't, that's different than this wealth of abundant fish in the boat.
只有我们看见这些的时候，明白这些，我们才不会成为工作的奴隶。
It's only through understanding what Peter understood that we will not become slaves to our jobs.
耶稣说，我有个使命，我来了是要叫人得生命，而且并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
耶稣对彼得说，从今以后你要得人了。
And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, from now you will be catching men.
得人这个词在希腊文原来的意思是讲到拯救人的生命。
And so, to catch men from the original language, interpreted it means that we'll be, used by God to save people.
这意味着我们使人能够得到释放，能够得到一个新的生命。
The implication for this is a new life, a new mission.
耶稣对彼得说，我有一个使命，我来到世界上是要来拯救人的生命，我要人在心里，在社交的层面，在属灵上面得到释放。
And so Jesus came to this earth with a mission to save us and to help us, whether it's in our hearts or in our social lives, in every aspect of it, in our spiritual lives, is to help us.
而且要你在当中参与。
And also, to be in our midst.
我们怎么看耶稣基督赋予彼得的这样一个人生，他的使命，他的人生的意义？
And so how did Jesus, give Peter an understanding of the meaning of life?
在捕鱼的工作以外，还有一个更真正的工作。
And so besides fishing, there was a different type of job that Peter needed to realize that was there.
在这些丰富的渔获量之外，还有真正的财富。
And so there is a wealth that came that was not the abundance of the fish in these boats.
在艺术之外，还有一个真正的艺术。
Besides art, there's a different type of true art that Christ is coming to give.
在我们的电脑编程序之外，还有一个更真正的工作。
Besides computer programming, there's a different type of job also that Jesus wants you to realize and be a part of.
只有我们了解这些的时候，我们才能够真正的做好我们的工作，而不受到他的辖制。
And so it's only after we realize this,that we can do the things that God's called us to do without being slaves and being controlled by them.
所以我们拥有这样的一个人生的意义的时候，我们才能够做好我们的工作。
It's only after we understand the true meaning and purpose of life that we can really, truly do our jobs well.
而且是真正的去享受工作。
And enjoy it as we do it.
因为呢，我们把焦点是放在生命的使命，而不是靠工作来肯定自己。
And so we put our focus on doing our job as a part of the life that God has given us rather than seeking to find our affirmation and self-worth from our jobs.
就如一开始讲到我们教会的特性，许多弟兄姐妹在一段时间之后，他们都会离开匹兹堡到其他的城市。
Yeah, it's just like what we said at the very beginning where there are many people who come here and one of the characteristics is they come here and they're not here very long, they're sent out to do their jobs maybe in a different place.
会离开 PCCO 到神所要带领去的地方。
And they'll go where God leads them afterwards to the place where God would have them serve.
所以 PCCO 的意向是要看见每一个弟兄姐妹在教会的期间能够与神同工。
And so what we want to do is as you're here is to work together with the Lord.
在基督里能够成长更深切的信心，成为主的门徒，能够带着使命做主的见证。
And so in Christ we want to be having a deeper faith and being disciples of Christ and a part of the Great Commission.
然后不论是我们主日的敬拜，我们是在中文堂的主日学，或是国际堂的 CBD, 甚至是周间的这个小组的聚会， 我们都没有办法一一的能够针对我们个人的实际的情况来帮助你们引导你们怎么样来更多的依靠圣灵应用神的话语在我们个人的生活的里面。
And so we have many opportunities here, in terms of the worship service. We have the Sunday school, we have community Bible time, we have small groups throughout the week. But there's no way to actually, through those things have the sort of, focused care for our people in order to help them and help them grow in the Lord and be led by the Spirit.
所以在 PCC 里面不论是中文堂或是国际堂我们都有一系列的这个门徒的训练。
And so for that reason,at the church, we have a discipleship program that is, sort of a series-based way of trying to help, Christians grow, whether on, the OIF or in Chinese congregation.
可能是一对一，也可能是一对二。
And it might be one-on-one discipleship, it might be one-on-two.
我们的祷告，我们盼望能够看见是弟兄姐妹，我们都能在门徒训练当中，我们能够互相的激励。
And so what we want to see is these discipleship relationships, brothers and sisters encouraging wonder and helping one another grow as we care and pray for one another.
所以我们能够在实际的生活当中我们的激励我们来靠近主使得我们能够揭露我们真实的情况。
And so what we want to do is through life and through these relationships, expose ourselves to God's word and allow it to expose us so that we can truly draw close to the Lord. For change.
因为我们靠近主，使得我们看见我们自己邻里是贫穷的，所以我们必须要来依靠主。
And so we through this we see how spiritually poor we are, and yet we draw close to Christ, and in Christ He strengthens us and helps us.
我们也盼望在门徒训练当中，我们能够激励，不再是靠我们自己来解决这个问题，而是能够在耶稣基督里。
And so through these discipleship relationships, we actively pursue ways to grow in the Lord, and through this.
让圣灵来不断地更新我们的生命
and allow the Holy Spirit to renew us our hearts and our lives
也让我们能够带着使命来享受工作享受侍奉
and take this mission and enjoy our work that God has given us to do and make disciples
能够活出一个主所要赐给我们一个更丰盛的生命
and enjoy the abundant life that Christ has come to bring us
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
今天神把你放在 PCO 的当中
Like the Lord has brought you and put you here in PCCO.
你是否愿意与神一起来同工?
Are you willing to partner with and work with the Lord?
你是否愿意一起在基督里能够成长更深切的信心?
Are you willing to grow deeper in the Lord and in your faith?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence and thank you.
我们感谢你这八位的弟兄姐妹，他们啊，真是经历到你在他们生命当中的翻转的工作。
Lord, we give thanks to you for the way that you've worked in these eight brothers and sisters and the way that you've changed them and worked in their lives.
最大的神迹就是人心的改变。
Lord, the greatest miracle is the changing of a person's heart and life.
今天我们就是在这八位弟兄姐妹身上能够看见。
We can see this in the lives of these eight brothers and sisters who've been baptized today.
主，但我们知道你的心意不光是停留在这里。
We pray that it would not stop here today.
求主你能够继续的在我们每一个人的生命当中来做工。
We pray that you would help each one of us in our lives to grow and be used by you.
让我们真的是愿意能够来亲近你。
I pray that we would really be willing to draw closer to you.
透过你的真光，透过圣灵的工作，让我们看见我们真实的景象。
Lord, through your word, through your spirit, that we might see the true reality of our situation.
让我们知道我们必须天天的能够来跟随你。
Lord, to see that we need to follow you every single day of our lives.
让我们愿意天天背起十字架来跟随你。
Lord, help us to.I take up our cross daily and follow you.
使得我们能够越来越像耶稣基督。
So that we might become more and more like Jesus.
帮助我们这次看到这些都不是靠着我们自己能够做成。
This is not to look at ourselves and our own strength to do anything.
而是愿意让圣灵在我们身上做工。
But it is to say that the Holy Spirit is the one who will do the work in our lives.
以至于使得我们可以让耶稣基督做我们生命的主。
So that.All of this is in order that Jesus might be our Lord.
愿我们的生命，愿这个教会能够成为你的荣耀。
Lord, pray for our lives and our church that it would become glorifying to you. And all of this is in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.